Welcome to Your NHD, Your Home, where we take you inside the NHD's communities across Jamaica. I'm Dwayne Burbick. In March 2014, the NHD launched its Entrepreneurial Challenge, a competition to support enterprise among residents and homeowners in NHD schemes. The initiative was part of a special drive to stimulate business development and build the economy. This week, we look back at that competition and ask, how are the businesses which benefited doing today? More than 1,700 people from NHD schemes with business ideas or already established enterprises entered the Entrepreneurial Challenge. Of the 55 selected for mentorship, the NHD in 2015 selected 9 to receive cash and business development support valued at $10.6 million. Jermaine Parkinson of Jurdis Electronic Solutions in St. Andrew was one of the winners.
Jurdis Electronic Solutions is Jamaica's leading information technology asset disposal business. We provide environmentally sound disposal services to companies, organizations, or individuals with a large inventory of overtime IT equipment and obsolete electronics.
It was on a routine trip to the NHD one day that the UWI graduate saw a poster for the competition and decided to enter. 3 years into operating his own business, Mr. Parkinson believed the competition could provide a well-needed boost.
Over the years, I've built, I would say, a formidable business with structure, good organization, and a good focus. And even though it was competitive, I think I sold the idea well to the panel of judges.
And he seemingly did. This self-proclaimed natural-born innovator, in fact, walked away with the top award for the most innovative company. The cash won and the overall experience of participating in the competition has made a big difference for this young entrepreneur.
The participation in the competition was awesome, you know, excellent. Not to overstate, I've met a lot of friends and we've been in contact, you know, since. And there were some training sessions, you know, that lasted for quite a while. And there we learned, you know, to kind of zoom in on our business model and to have an out-of-the-box approach, you know, try new things.
Mr. Parkinson says he has also benefited from publicity, as the competition has shed some light on his business and an industry few people know about. It has also created business opportunities and a vibrant network of entrepreneurs in NHD schemes.
Being a small business, it's hard locally to get any kind of funding without, one, probably a track record or without, you know, some great collateral requirement. And particularly for my business, recycling, most people may not be aware, but it's a very expensive venture. Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much very expensive, not like some of the other businesses you have to put in a lot.
Now, he's anxiously watching the government's policy on waste management, a discussion he hopes to be a part of. He believes with the right policy, very soon he may be able to open a second location in the western end of the island. This broadened vision he attributes to the NHD's Entrepreneurial Challenge.
It was good insight and it showed that they have the growth of the nation at heart. Because for any nation to grow, it needs to stimulate the small and micro business sectors. And it's not just about training programs, but it's more about putting cash, which I believe is like the fuel for the business. So it's not going to be able to drive without that cash incentive, one. So I commend the NHT, Mr. Jones, who was one of the consultants who I work closely with, Mr. Black, my field officers, and to all friends and families who supported the business, and I give God thanks for everything.
Jurdis Electronic Solutions, a winning enterprise providing a well-needed solution to disposal of electronic waste in Jamaica. That's our program for this week. For more information on the NHD's social development and community building program in its schemes, please visit our website at www.nhd.gov.jm or give us a call at 1-888-225-5648. That's 1-888-CALL-NHD. This has been Your NHD, Your Home. I'm Dwayne Burbick.